You know, very, very hard-fought game, you know, on both sides of the ball. Thought both defenses played extremely well. I was proud of our team with the way they responded in the fourth quarter, in the last three drives. Didn't have much going in the running game. We started to establish something to get a little momentum going. And even though it wasn't very pretty, you got to find a way to win, and I was pleased with the way they found a way to win. Yeah, I am. But that's what you keep on working on. You know, we weren't very sharp. We know this team last week gave up 230 yards to a Cincy team that was very explosive. A very explosive team last year. Only gave up 12 first downs and gave up 3.4 yards per rushing play. So we knew that they were a much improved defensive football team. I don't think a lot of other people did. But as you could see today, you know, we didn't get much of a running game going until the fourth quarter. And that's what you need to do. You got to find a way in that fourth quarter to get a team tired, come up with some big plays. And, you know, it was unfortunate. We had a couple good opportunities to get in the end zone. We were 0-for-2, you know, in that red zone. And you got to take advantage of those opportunities when you play a defense that played like Kansas City did today. No, it just, you know, obviously it was incomplete. You know, it was wide open. And, you know, it's a combination of a wide receiver and a quarterback. And we got the defense we wanted. It just didn't work out. That's what happens. And obviously it was very frustrating, but, you know, that's the game of football. And you got to find a way to respond. And I was happy with the way they fought. Which one? No, we don't say whose mistake it was. It either gets done or it doesn't. And we had a pretty good chance right there to get it done, and didn't get done. Yeah, I thought Jake did a great job of underthrowing it. He gave Javon a chance to, you know, get up there and make plays. And, you know, Javon wants to make plays. You know, he wants the ball, and it's exciting to see a guy, you know, wanting to get the ball every play. And he made a couple nice plays today. I really don't know. I really don't know. They just told me, you know, Rod wasn't, he wouldn't be able to come back in, and I'll find out here in a little bit what his status is. Yeah, I really did. But, you know, if you were down there on the field and that wind was swirling so much, I just felt that I would like to have him take a chance to kick that field goal because I thought we'd get the ball. But it was a great kick, and then there's always a chance. If you get a holding penalty, you got a chance for a first down, you got a draw, especially with a guy like Johnson. But I did think about it, but with the wind, as bad as it was at that time, it didn't turn out to be a good decision, but it was a decision we made at the time. Well, you know, it was serious enough for him to miss a couple days of practice. He missed Wednesday and Thursday's practice. He felt like he could play Friday. And obviously he missed the first one. He came back and kicked three in a row and, you know, clutch kick there at the end. And you know, it was nice to see that. You know, he's such a class guy. And he shook off the first missed field goal and had the composure to make three in a row, especially that game winner. It was very impressive. Yeah, you know, that's one of the areas we felt like we needed to improve going the offseason. We were ranked 29th last year in the red zone, and, you know, so far we've done pretty good. They're 0-for-2 today, and so were we, which doesn't say a whole lot. But, you know, impressed. Anytime you go a couple games and you don't give up a touchdown, a lot of guys are playing hard and are playing together. You know, also pleased that we didn't have any penalties in a game. You know, that doesn't happen very often. So even though we didn't play one of our better games on offense, and a lot has to do with their defense. I thought our composure was there. We fought hard and found a way to win, get a little bit better in that red zone and on third downs. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously anytime you turn the football over five times in a game, you're very disappointed. But, you know, I thought he controlled the game, you know, with our running game not going as well as it normally does. You know, we put a lot of pressure, obviously, on different phases of the game. And I'm not going to say it was one of our better offensive performances. I'm not trying to go down that road. But, you know, sometimes you got to find a way to win and get things going when things aren't looking very good. And I thought we did that in the fourth quarter when we needed to. Well, he practiced during the week. You know, both Mike and Cedric both practiced that. And, you know, with Mike with his finger, he was a little inconsistent on Friday catching the kickoff returns because of his finger. Cedric was doing a pretty good job, you know, catching kickoffs. And so we were a little bit scared of Mike, you know, catching that ball. And Cedric, you know, being 230 pounds with some good running skills, we thought to give him, you know, give him an opportunity. Well, you know, obviously we're disappointed because he didn't field it. But, you know, he was doing pretty good in practice, and you got to give guys an opportunity, kind of like we did Ruben Drones, you know, a couple years back. You know, here's a big guy, about 230 pounds, that can break tackles, so we want to give him a chance. And unfortunately, with that wind blowing like it was, it was pretty hard to field. And I'm just glad he recovered it to give us a chance to, you know, gain possession there on the 15, 16-yard line. Oh, we're always looking. We're always looking to bring somebody in to upgrade our return game. You don't have anybody in mind, do you? Yeah, you know, I always, you know, you talk about Darren Williams. It kind of brings me back to my Raider days, even though I don't really admit going back to my Raider days. But, you know, Tim Brown was a punt returner and a kickoff returner. And first game of my second year, you know, missed a block, and there goes a knee. And a guy that size, I've just got some reservations about guys being a punt returner and a kickoff returner at 175 pounds. Yeah, I was. I thought we dialed it back a little bit, put a little bit more pressure on our defense. Obviously, they responded well. You know, like I shared with you, I thought we would have done a better job running the football. They were hard yards. I think we averaged probably just a little over 2 yards in the first half, and I think we averaged over four, so it started to come. And, you know, sometimes you have to do what you need to do to find a way to win and kind of settle everybody down. But, you know, we gotta get better on offense. There's no question about it. And hopefully this is a starting point, you know, finding a way to win the way we did. Well, I think it had a lot to do with our turnovers. You know, anytime you have turnovers like you did, you can't win football games turning the football over. And, you know, you turn it five, you know, turn it over five times. You don't want to just expose your offense and just say, hey, let's start throwing it down the field. Well, and the defense had a pretty good pass rush. So we did what we needed to do to win. You know, unfortunately, if we would have been a little bit better in that red zone, it would help. Anything else?